Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Even as Jewish children are taught about a Jewish temple, the Israeli government is discouraging the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. That's the headline, and in one moment, Winky Madad will join me to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You have a great interest in the temple and the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. It was a number of years ago that you first went up onto the Temple Mount. Has the Bible been a key component in that interest in the advancement of a program and preparations to build a temple in Jerusalem?
Jimmy, I was taught at a very young age in a yeshiva, which is a religious seminary. In every generation in which you do not work for the Temple Mount, it is as if it is again destroyed. That mindset, I think, was instilled in me very early in my teenage years. And coming to Israel in 1970, I have always been involved in it. And that, of course, gives me motivation to continue the work.
What about the government? What is their interest? Do they have any interest in rebuilding that temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, or do they shy away from that?
I would have to say they shy away. It's always been the attitude of the various governments of Israel these past four decades that we don't need another line in the sand between us and the Arabs. They continue to restrict any sort of Jewish identity with the site. These past two or three years have seen an outpouring from the ground of archaeological discoveries of things that prove what we know was written and what existed at the time. And I think this also motivates people to understand what the Temple Mount means and should be in the Jewish scene.
Winky Madad, a report on his interest in rebuilding the temple, even as the Israeli government discourages the rebuilding of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's word calls for a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 16 says that the Messiah will come to Jerusalem to build a temple. That's Zechariah chapter 6 verses 12 and 13, where the Lord says he will build that temple to rule and reign in forever. As you may know, there is no Jewish temple in Jerusalem today. There are going to be two Jewish temples in the future. The Kingdom Temple, described in Ezekiel chapters 40 to 46, and built by the Messiah when he returns to Jerusalem. But before that temple, there will be a Tribulation Temple, a pseudo-temple for the Antichrist. That's Daniel 9:27, Matthew 24:15, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4. All the preparations have been made for that temple to be rebuilt, with or without the Israeli government's permission. Soon, there will be a temple in Jerusalem, one that will be there forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...